I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day in Israel. As the military draws back from southern Lebanon and the government answers claims that it mismanaged the war, life does go on. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports an unusual new mall has opened, a shopping mall in a suburb of Tel Aviv, and it caters to ultra-Orthodox Jews.
Even the music at the mall in Bnei Brak is different. It's religious, with lyrics about prayer and God. The stores on the ground floor are local branches of Israeli chains, Fox Clothing, Gali Shoes, as well as a large store selling Jewish ritual items and another specializing in suits for bar mitzvah boys. Up the escalator is a branch of the Mashbir department store where men are not allowed. Most of the residents of this town a few miles from Tel Aviv are ultra-Orthodox. The men generally devote their lives to studying and teaching Judaism. The women raise large families. A family with 12 children is not uncommon here. Like ultra-conservative Muslims in places like Saudi Arabia, these Jews believe in separation of the sexes. And for the store owners here, they are a huge untapped market.
And even the most religious woman, she's a woman and she likes cosmetics and she likes clothes and she needs everything, like all the women.
Store manager Pnina Greenberg says she has tailored this store to her clientele. The lingerie section is tucked behind a floor-to-ceiling curtain. There are no mannequins in the store because of a biblical prohibition on graven images. Greenberg says she's come up with a separate line of clothing for her customers.
It's more modest. It should be the same colors of the fashion and the same cut, but modest, you know, not open sleeves until the
elbows.
And also the colors, not red and long.
As she wanders the mall, 18-year-old Sarah, who doesn't want to give her last name, says she feels more comfortable here, without men looking at her.
This is good for girls who aren't married yet. They can come here and feel more free. I don't want men I don't know looking at me. Our society is just not that way.
Rivka Lev made a special trip to Bnei Brak from a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. She came with her daughters and a baby granddaughter. She says it's an all-girls shopping day.
I think it's great that there are just women here. I wish there was a cafe just for women. It's fun. And the prices seem pretty good compared to other malls. If there were a mall like this in the West Bank, it would be great. Sometimes it's better to go shopping without the men. You feel more free.
But not everyone agrees. 21-year-old saleswoman Nelly Bar-Oz says that ironically, the idea of a male-free zone sometimes bothers her ultra-Orthodox customers.
Some of the women don't like it. They want to show things to their husbands before they buy them. So I go with them. And we take things downstairs for their husbands to approve of first. I think it's nice when the wife wants to make sure her husband likes it.
With that in mind, store officials say they're considering opening up for men at certain hours or even building a special waiting room for men. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.